blessings are upon you. Give thanks always for all that you have and all that you are and in of your glorious and loving Father. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. This is Psalm 100, usually the theme for Thanksgiving services around the country. Now, of course, we're not celebrating Thanksgiving Day today, and this holiday was established by man as the fourth Thursday of every November. With this said, I believe everyone that has joined the service this morning understands that what we are really celebrating today and what we shall celebrate on Thursday should be celebrated every day, as it is the underlying principle of giving thanks. It is a perpetual attitude of gratitude, giving praise, giving thanks for that loving and creative source that lives us always. Now, regarding Thanksgiving Day, it is a festive and good day indeed, as it happens to provide man with 24 hours of religious devoutness, sharing, love and appreciation and joy, somewhat similar to Christmas Day. But as we are keenly aware, my friends, throughout the rest of the year, an individual may demonstrate a total lack of thankfulness and hold a perpetual state of ingratitude. And so it is during Thanksgiving Day that untold numbers of individuals get the day off from work, give thanks for their material possessions, their good health, the size of their bank accounts, and their happy relationships. On this particular holiday, we hear or we personally voice the words ourselves, Happy Thanksgiving. And on this day, we often let others know the degree to which we are counting our many blessings. And then again, there are also those who on Thanksgiving Day show no appreciation, no gratitude whatsoever for even the material things they have accumulated. Those that take for granted the huge spread of food before them, the warm and well-furnished home in which they live, and maybe even the love of so-called friends and family. These people are sort of like Scrooge at Christmas. Let's face it, though, it does not matter if it is a day called Thanksgiving Day or any other day of the year, as giving soulful thanks is all about where we are in the realization of our truth, of our source. It is all about individual consciousness and individual awareness. But many individuals, my friends, simply know not. And so after Thanksgiving Day comes Friday. And of course, in today's world, Black Friday, the day of many sales at this or that shop, at the mall, or online. Having observed and enjoyed Thanksgiving Day, we go back to our routine, so to speak, to reality. And there we are, no longer giving thanks, no longer demonstrating gratitude, no longer praising that very God that just the day before we supposedly acknowledged as the source of our blessings. Yes, here the many are, the day after Thanksgiving Day, complaining about this or that, worrying about their physical health, and anxious about their financial burdens. And so the man that knows not is full of ingratitude, complains about his low compensation at work, complains about the state of the world and this or that political party. Overall, this individual finds very little to be grateful for. But then again, there are those that share a sentiment that many individuals share. Those that say, Thanksgiving is such a joyous time. It is all about rejoicing in our blessings and giving thanks. It is a time to share, to gather with friends and families in an atmosphere of love, and so forth and so on. They say, why can't every day be like Thanksgiving? Or come December 25th of each year, why can't every day be like Christmas? Well, my friends, as we know, every day, each and every 365 days of the year can be a day of giving thanks, of giving praise, of sharing in our love and our abundance. However, for this to happen, God consciousness, realization, has to be in place across the land and around the world. For it is only in God consciousness that all good, all joy, all love, and all peace are found always and at all times. Now back to Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Can you feel the wonderful essence and vitality of these words? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Also regarding the scripture, let us notice that it does not read, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, only on the fourth Thursday of every November, on Thanksgiving Day, or whatever other human holiday. It says, always. If we have humbly, earnestly, and genuinely come to the realization that we are of and in God, made in His image and likeness, then we shall know that all blessings and all goodness are ours, not for just one day, but in every second, every minute, every hour, day, week, month, year, always into eternity. This, so too, should be our giving of thanks and gratitude. It should be perpetual and flowing from us constantly, always, throughout the year. My friends, because God is love, and God doesn't love some individuals more than others, God doesn't love at certain times, only on Thanksgiving Day of each year, for instance. God is love always, consistently, regardless of the days of our man-made calendar. Thus, when we get into the flow of love, we express that love. It comes easily through us. We are continually grateful for it, as it is always ours through grace. Giving thanks and being in a perpetual state of thanksgiving are important states of our consciousness. Our perpetual sense of gratitude keeps us in the awareness, the oneness of the divine flow of the Father within, our Father. This brings us to the heart of the inner meaning of thanksgiving. We often say, we are spiritual beings. Well, what does this mean? You are a spiritual being. It means that life is lived from within out, that our true life is an inner life, an inner degree of spiritual essence. It is a divine fountain within, which is always ready to flow freely, always. Health, abundance, joy, and well-being are our good fruits, because we are keeping in the flow, and we are to be always grateful for that continuous flow of all good that lives us all of the time. And how about us, we here today, knowing what we know as divine science students, individuals that realize and know of their omnipresent Father? Have we ever thought about the way in which we have gone through Thanksgiving days in the past? And then to what degree we have maintained a sense of gratitude and giving thanks going forward throughout the rest of the year? Do we regularly go within giving praise, giving thanks with a vibrant, joyful noise? Throughout the year, do we express our thankfulness with enthusiasm, in true celebration, in high consciousness, in prayer and meditation? Do we go through our waking moments with the thought, thank you, Father, thank you, being echoed in the chambers of our minds, hearts, and souls? Let us think about it. By the way, let us know that our prayers of thanks and gratitude are not for God, and our worship is not a performance that we stage for God's eyes or His approval. Getting on one's knees and returning thanks fails to give a portion of our so-called good back to God. There is no way that we can do this. Why? Because we owe God nothing. God is pure principle, and it is His nature to give. And there are no strings attached in the abundance that comes to us through our very own being in Him. Now, it has been said that it makes no difference to God whether we pray, worship, or express thanks to Him or not. It makes no difference to God whether we pray or not, or give thanks or not, as the reverence, the prayer, the worship, the praise are not for God. Rather, it is for you and me, as it keeps us always in the awareness, in the consciousness of the allness of God, our loving Father, which is omnipresent. My friend, Scripture tells us very clearly, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5, verse 20. And so it is throughout the year, throughout each waking day, and not just Thanksgiving Day. We must, as Scripture says, give thanks always for the untold blessings that are ours always, for the love, wisdom, knowledge, health, joy, and abundance that lives us. Oh, thank you, dear God. Personally speaking, for me, and maybe for many of you, one of the most profound things that I give thanks for is for my realization of the truth of my being. What a gift. What a gift. Yes, finally, I know. The realization of the truth of every individual. I give thanks that we are in and of the one and the same God. And all that He is, we are. What a blessing. What a blessing that was indeed shared by one called Saul, who through grace became Paul. Yes, I once was blind, but now I see. Yes, I am perpetually always grateful, dear Father. Wherever we are, whatever our need, God is within us, constantly pouring out loving blessings. And not just on the fourth Thursday, Thanksgiving Day of each November, but always. During all times, the whole universe stands behind us to a degree equal to the full extent of our needs. All the power of heaven and earth are working on our side, on the side of healing, on the side of overcoming. In other words, thanksgiving is not just a reactionary emotion. whereby something good happens and we utter a casual thanks for it, nor is it something that we feel when good things happen to us. Rather, thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, maintains a causative energy, an energy that listens to the highest level of consciousness, enabling us, you and me, to experience the highest quality of life, of goodness, of abundance, of love, joy, and peace. And this is the real idea behind an of thanksgiving and of giving thanks. Regarding the power of giving thanks, and yes, there is a power in giving thanks, let us consider for a moment the individual who from day to day routinely says and utters to him or herself, I have so much to be grateful for. I am so very grateful. I am so blessed. Now, my friends, knowing what we know of truth, isn't it most likely that this individual has so much because he is so grateful? So thank you. Giving thanks always comes from a level of consciousness that opens a way to the divine flow and always attracts more good things. And so it is, practicing the presence of God, we are to see and know the activity of God. Let us get our consciousness centered in the cosmic and spiritual flow of life. Let us look within in meditation, in the silence, in higher consciousness, and feel the wider sphere, feel the creative process at work, and see the activity of God in all individuals and all situations. And through the higher consciousness, when we do see, when we do acknowledge and know the beauty of God's essence, of our true essence, we shall take a deep sigh as we spontaneously find ourselves in awareness of incomprehensible gratitude and great thanksgiving. Oh, Father, thank you. Now, unless we are totally blind, totally ignorant, how can we say that we don't have anything to give thanks for? When we always have something to be grateful for. For instance, how about the very truth of our eternal being, the beauty in and of life, the grace that is ours always? And so it is that if you give thanks from the high perspective, God consciousness, when you tune into your awareness of the very allness of your Creator, then you will attract those very things to give thanks for. But, my friends, the thanksgiving always comes first. There is an old saying, a donkey may carry heavy loads of precious sandalwood on his back and never know its preciousness, only its weight. And so it is. Many individuals go through life feeling only the world's weighted circumstances, seeming unable to appreciate the precious nature of life because of their chronic negativity and their blindness to their truth. Never forget nor lose sight of God consciousness. We may gravel in the dirt, but always that divine flow is within us, always. And we always have that to give thanks from, our spiritual ground, the foundation principle of truth. When you really get the truth into your consciousness, you never face an experience in your life where you feel there is nothing you can do or nowhere to go, as you can always go within to the kingdom. When we know of the I Am, we should never have a time when we feel there's nothing to give thanks for, because you know you can always give thanks from the consciousness of your very spiritual nature. Now, some individuals do great things, and yes, they have much in the way of health and possessions, and seemingly they have important reasons for Thanksgiving. They have much. But no matter what they have, as opposed to that which you may have or have not, you can always rejoice in what others have, in their blessings, in their spiritual bounty. And so we must realize and emphasize the giving aspect of Thanksgiving, for it is better to give than to receive. Interestingly enough, the Hebrew word for Thanksgiving is todah, T-O-D-A-H, which literally means stretching forward of the open hands. Yes, in todah, it is indeed a beautiful thing when the elevated, the higher consciousness, the Thanksgiving consciousness is at work. And we don't have to get up into the mountains or up a tree or up in a tall building to find elevated consciousness. Sit in your chair at home. Go into your room. Sit in your garden. Sit in the park. But go within. Go within and feel a positive and loving blessing surrounding everyone and everything that has touched your life. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude, and it will keep you constantly in the Father's creative flow. Todah. Give of yourself. Give of your love. Give of your prayers. Give of your light. And know that greater blessings are at hand. All the wealth of the universe that has sprung up through the experience of people here and there, all the wealth that you see in the beauty of the trees and the gardens and the flowers and the mountains and the sky, it's all there as an expression, the infinite creative process that's drawing through you. Celebrate it. Give thanks for it always throughout each day of the year. Stop thinking about what the world has or has not given to you. Think of yourself giving way to the divine flow and be grateful in this consciousness, a perpetual attitude of gratitude. Remember that the grateful heart is a great heart, which ultimately attracts to itself great things. Now, although you shall in fact have the great things, those things to give thanks for, you must keep your focus on the giving way. Giving of things of love, the giving of self in Christ. It's selflessness and not selfishness. No, my friends, Thanksgiving isn't just a holiday that we celebrate once a year. It is a way of life in and of God. May this be the most meaningful, most beautiful, most fulfilling Thanksgiving that you've ever known. Going forward, may you always remember, know intuitively, that your blessings are to be shared and that you are to be giving thanks, not just during Thanksgiving Day, but throughout each day of your waking hours. Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Please relax comfortably in your seats. Close your eyes. Take a deep, gentle breath. And know that God is of you stirring within you now, right now, this very moment. Right now, feel the creative flow that fills all heaven and all earth. That very source, which is invisible, that is the creator of all, and that which loves you always, your loving and eternal Father. All the abundance of the universe that is and ever shall be, all the joy and love you shall feel, and all the beauty of God's nature, it is all here as an expression. The infinite creative process that is drawing through you. Celebrate it and give joyous praise for it. Give thanks for it. Know that this depth of beauty and richness, this depth of love, health, and peace are within and of you, so that you may give demonstration of it as kindness, love, service, joy, and abundance. Go forth praising God always. Go forth with a heart of gratitude, a heart filled with all the joy and goodness that is of your everlasting Creator, He who lives you, He that is and of you always. Amen. Dear Father, thank you for your eternal and conditional love. Thank you for the beauty and bounty of life that are mine always. Thank you for all that I am in and of you, dear God. Amen. My friends, the Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee always. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee his peace. Amen. Go in peace, my friends, and have a wonderful, happy, and loving Thanksgiving. Blessings to each of you.